What happens when the thin veneer of civilization is stripped away? A group of British schoolboys, evacuated during wartime, crash land on an uninhabited tropical island with no adult supervision. Paradise quickly becomes a nightmare as their initial excitement, "This belongs to us," transforms into something darker. Ralph, fair-haired and athletic, finds a conch shell and uses it to summon survivors scattered across the island. The boys establish a primitive democracy, electing Ralph as chief over Jack Meridew, the authoritarian leader of a choir group. Ralph sets three priorities: maintaining a signal fire for rescue, building shelters, and having fun. But troubling signs emerge almost immediately. When Jack encounters a trapped piglet, he draws his knife but hesitates. The enormity of the knife descending and cutting into living flesh momentarily overwhelms him. Red-faced with embarrassment, he vows, "Next time there would be no mercy." This hesitation marks a crucial threshold between civilization and savagery. Meanwhile, a small boy with a mulberry-colored birthmark mentions seeing a beastie in the forest, planting the first seeds of fear. When the boys build their signal fire, their excitement leads to recklessness. The blaze spreads uncontrolled, and in the aftermath, they realize the boy with the birthmark is missing, their first casualty, sacrificed to their own carelessness. The silence that follows is the sound of innocence beginning to crack.
The shelters aren't good, and the other thing, they're starting not to care. Ralph's frustration reflects the widening rift on the island. While he and Simon build shelters, Jack obsesses over hunting, and the other boys abandon work for play. This tension between immediate pleasure and long-term survival divides the group. Jack and Ralph clash over priorities. Ralph focuses on maintaining the signal fire for rescue, while Jack pursues hunting for power and primal satisfaction. Their appearances mirror their diverging paths. Ralph maintains his civilized demeanor, while Jack transforms, letting his hair grow wild and adopting face paint that frees him from shame and self-consciousness. The younger boys develop their own dynamic, sharing fears about a mythical beast on the island. Their fears, though dismissed by the older boys, gradually infect the group. In a pivotal scene, Roger throws stones near a Litlan named Henry, deliberately missing but drawing closer. Only the taboo of the old life, civilization's lingering influence, prevents him from striking directly. This restraint is temporary.
What are we, humans, or animals, or savages? Piggy's question captures their deteriorating situation as fear becomes the invisible force driving them toward savagery. What begins as children's nightmares about a beastie soon infects the entire group. During a chaotic assembly, Ralph watches as order crumbles, with Jack declaring, "Bollocks to the rules! We're strong! We hunt!" The beast materializes when a dead parachutist lands on the mountain, its corpse moving grotesquely in the wind. Sam and Eric's terrified report of a winged, clawed monster spreads panic, allowing Jack to position himself as protector. When Ralph, Jack, and Roger investigate and glimpse the silhouette, their frightened retreat becomes the catalyst for their society's collapse. The beast serves as the novel's central metaphor, a projection of the boy's inner darkness. As Simon later realizes, maybe there is a beast. Maybe it's only us. In their fear, the boys manifest the very savagery they dread.
Who'll join my tribe? Jack's challenge splits the group after a supposed beast encounter. When his leadership bid fails, he storms off in tears, declaring, "I'm not going to play any longer, not with you," and invites others to join his hunting tribe. His first successful pig hunt marks a turning point. The violent killing ends with him mounting the severed head on a stake as a gift for the beast, the Lord of the Flies, symbolizing their descent into primitive superstition. His transformation peaks when he appears stark naked, save for paint and a belt. The painted face becomes a mask, erasing his civilized self. The contrast between Ralph's failing signal fire and Jack's successful hunts shifts power dynamics. Jack's tribe raiding for fire marks their transition from separation to open hostility.
Kill the beast! Cut his throat! Spill his blood!
The chant builds as Jack's tribe performs their ritual dance around the beach fire. Despite their reservations, Ralph and Piggy are drawn into the circle, swept up in its hypnotic power. Simon, after a hallucinatory dialogue with the Lord of the Flies, the pig's head, revealing the beast exists within the boys themselves, discovers the truth. The feared beast is merely the dead parachutist. He hurries to share this revelation. During the storm, Simon emerges from the forest into the frenzied dance. The boys, mistaking him for the beast, attack him despite his attempts to communicate his discovery. In their savage state, they beat him to death. The sea claims Simon's body, surrounded by phosphorescent creatures that create an ethereal departure, a stark contrast to his violent death that reinforces his Christ-like symbolism. The next morning, Ralph confronts the truth. That was murder. While Piggy attempts denial, it was an accident. His trembling voice reveals he knows otherwise.
Which is better, to have rules and agree, or to hunt and kill? Jack's tribe has fully embraced savagery, establishing their fortress at Castle Rock, while Ralph's group has diminished to just four boys, himself, Piggy, and the twins Sam and Eric. The theft of Piggy's glasses represents a crucial shift. Without fire, Ralph's group loses both their means of rescue and their last symbol of civilization's technological advantage. Piggy insists they confront Jack's tribe to recover his glasses, holding the conch shell as he makes a final appeal to reason and order. At Castle Rock, Roger deliberately sends a boulder crashing down, killing Piggy and shattering the conch into 1,000 white fragments. Their simultaneous destruction marks the final collapse of rational civilization on the island. Jack immediately declares himself chief, attacking Ralph with his spear. After torturing the twins into joining his tribe, Ralph is left alone, fleeing into the forest as their new prey. Jack's tribe hunts Ralph like a pig, with Roger having sharpened a stick at both ends to mount Ralph's head as an offering to the beast, just like the Lord of the Flies. In desperation, the tribe sets the island ablaze to flush out Ralph. He flees through the burning forest, reduced to a shock of hair and Piggy's glasses. A naval officer, drawn by the smoke, finds Ralph cornered on the beach. His casual question, "Having a war or something?" highlights the ironic parallel between civilized warfare and savagery. His reference to the Coral Island and expectations of British boys' proper behavior deepens this irony. Ralph breaks down, weeping for the end of innocence, the darkness of man's heart, and the fall through the air of the true, wise friend called Piggy. The boys' return to a world at war suggests their experience mirrors humanity's inherent nature.